Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good afternoon and welcome to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community. Your host is Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. This hour is designed to inspire, inform, and to help you live better with cancer. Now, here's your host, Kim Tibaldo.
Welcome to Frankly Speaking About Cancer, an internet radio show that focuses on informing and inspiring people to live well with cancer. I'm Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. The Wellness Community and Gilda's Club have united to become the Cancer Support Community, one of the largest providers of cancer support in the United States and around the world. Our services are offered at over 170 locations worldwide and online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. Today we are talking about Breakaway from Cancer, an initiative by Amgen and four nonprofit organizations who have come together to raise awareness of the free resources available to people affected by cancer from prevention through survivorship and beyond. The Cancer Support Community is joined by the Prevent Cancer Foundation, the Patient Advocate Foundation, and the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship in this unique initiative. Together as Breakaway from Cancer partners, we're able to pool together all of our valuable support, education, and advocacy resources to let people impacted by cancer know that they have a whole team of support behind them. One of the ways this initiative reaches people living with cancer and their loved ones is through involvement in year-round professional and amateur sporting events around the country. The signature event of this partnership is the Amgen Tour of California, a week-long professional cycling race in May. And today we'll be talking more about Breakaway from Cancer and that national campaign and the Amgen Tour of California with four very special guests. Joining us today, we have Bob Azelby, Vice President and General Manager of Oncology at Amgen. 2013 marks the eighth year of the Breakaway from Cancer partnership initiated by Amgen. Thanks for being here, Bob.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
Coming up in less than a week is the Amgen Tour of California. Also joining us today to talk more about this great event is Kristen Bachochin, Senior Vice President of AEG Sports and Executive Director of the Amgen Tour of California. Kristen is responsible for the overall production and management of the professional cycling race, which has grown to be the biggest and most prestigious professional cycling race in America. Thanks for joining us, Kristen.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it.
Last but not least, we have Lori and Brian Frank. In 2000, Lori was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a type of blood cancer, and she and her husband, Brian, are very active at their local cancer support community in Walnut Creek, California. Last year, these two came out to one of the stages of the Amgen Tour of California to help spread the word about Breakaway from Cancer to the many cycling fans and cancer patients and cancer survivors we met along the tour. Hello, Lori and Brian.
Good morning.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. So let's get started. We have a lot that we want to cover today. I want to start with you, Bob. Bob Azelby, Amgen began Breakaway from Cancer back in 2005. Tell us, why is this partnership so important to Amgen? Why did you start this partnership with these groups? And what do you think is being achieved through this national Breakaway campaign?
Sure, Kim. If you go back a few years or 8 to 10 years ago, Amgen realized that cancer care is more than just the medicines, right? When someone gets the diagnosis of cancer, all of a sudden there's many, many things that come into play, whether it be, the medicine, the therapy, the psychosocial counseling elements. And so when we saw those patients, we said, hey, is there more that Amgen can do to make a difference? And so when we went and did a landscape search, we found tremendous nonprofit organizations that are having a huge impact for patients. And so what we thought was, hey, if we could bring these organizations together under the umbrella of Breakaway from Cancer and communicate to cancer patients that these valuable resources are available to them at no charge, we thought we could have a real impact on patients as they battle through this dreaded disease. And so we've had tremendous impact since that time, and we believe more and more patients are reaching out to the Breakaway from Cancer partners, and we're having a real positive impact on patients' lives.
Fantastic. It's a fantastic campaign. The cancer support community has been privileged to be a part of the campaign from year one, day one, and it is such a wonderful collaboration to reach thousands, tens of thousands of patients and families across the country with these free resources. Kristen, you've been working on the Amgen Tour of California since the beginning, since its inception. So tell folks a little bit about what they can expect at the Amgen Tour of California. And also, Kristen, maybe comment on, you know, how does an initiative like Breakaway from Cancer connect, to this cycling event, and why do you think it's such an important element of the race?
Yeah, I mean, just like, and thanks, Kim, just like in cycling where it takes a team to achieve success, battling cancer takes a team, you know, takes a team. You know, we're very thankful to Amgen because they have been a partner and the title sponsor since its inception in 2006. Since the very first day, we've built an amazing event together as partners. And it's due to just the overall, you know, tremendous leadership team throughout that entire organization. We really share that same vision. And the Breakaway from Cancer initiative has become a focal point of the entire race throughout the year. And we look forward to this year continuing to spread the great message.
So, Kristen, if folks come out to check out the Amgen Tour of California, where can they find information on the route? What can they expect? Do they have to buy tickets? Tell folks a little bit about the race.
Absolutely. So we have some exciting new aspects this year, along with some things that haven't changed since day one. As always, fans can expect to see the world's best cyclists, from Olympic medalists to world champions to Tour de France competitors, you know, battling it out across 750 miles throughout California. I would say this year we have the toughest course and arguably the best field to date. We have three stages that are going to be featuring climbs. Stage two, finishing in Palm Springs for the first time in the history of the tour. And then the final weekend, the time trial will feature a climb as well. And then, of course, you know, Mount Diablo, the second to last stage, which will definitely be the queen stage of the tour. Another aspect of the tour that is an experience for anyone and everyone. We're proud that the race features us with a platform to promote a healthy lifestyle, which is extremely important to us. And as part of that, we've created ancillary events throughout the year and along with the race. So whether you're an avid cyclist or you've never been on a bike, you'll be able to find something that will appeal to you. So in addition to watching the race, there's a lifestyle festival that is located at the finish line with all kinds of entertainment, food and beverages, vendors and interactive displays. There's also viewing parties and a chance to ride part of the route in many of our host cities. We're staging two LaTap rides this year. We just had one this past weekend, and then we have another one taking place the day before the tour on May 11th. So if you want to ride one of the official courses and the official course in Escondido, you have an opportunity on May 11th. We've also partnered with Ride to Recovery, which has resulted in three honor rides this year to benefit Healing Heroes. And then, of course, we've continued our commitment to women's cycling. So we're going to look forward to another women's time trial in San Jose on Friday, which is where the men will be competing as well. And then, of course, we're very, very proud that, you know, Amgen continues to leverage the race. And during the 8-day race, we will have 4 breakaway miles this year, which will be taking place in Escondido, Livermore, Santa Clarita, and Santa Barbara. So there's a lot for everybody to do. You could definitely find out, you know, more on our website, www.amgentourofcalifornia.com, to find out more information about just all of the activities that take place along the 8 days.
And, Kristen, do folks need to buy tickets to come out to the event?
You do not. That's the beauty about the Amgen Tour of California, that it is free to the public. There are experiences that you can buy if you would like to ride in a VIP car and actually be up close and personal with the athletes. So there are opportunities such as that, but if you want to just come out and experience the great race and just everything that happens on site, it's free to the public.
Excellent, and I'll have to give a plug for the Cancer Support Community's Breakaway Mile. That's going to be in Santa Barbara this year, so we're going to have a rousing crowd out in Santa Barbara for our Breakaway Mile. Lori and Brian, I want to turn to you. I would like to find out how you guys got connected to the Cancer Support Community, and then how we recruited you to come out and be a part of the Breakaway from Cancer campaign and be at our tent last year. Can you start off, Lori, telling us a little bit about your cancer story?
Thank you. My cancer, as you said, is multiple myeloma, and I was diagnosed in 2000. This is especially important to me because when I was diagnosed, there was no cure, there was no drug at all for multiple myeloma. And I went through a year of trying other types of drugs with no help, and then I went to UCSF and did a clinical trial. And my numbers actually went down to zero, and then I did a bone marrow transplant in 2001. And I was given initially 3 to 5 years to live, and I now have almost 13 years of being cancer-free. So my joy at this, I like to be with a cancer support community to show people that we are not a number and there's always something new, and companies like Amgen make that possible. So I'm especially excited to be able to do it for them.
Well, Lori, that's an amazing, amazing story, an incredibly inspirational story. And I was talking to some folks today, and they said, you know, what do folks get when they walk through the door of a cancer support community? And I said, well, a good part of what they get is that inspiration and getting connected to folks who are also having a cancer experience. I always say there's nothing that a cancer patient likes to see more than a cancer survivor. And, Lori, your story is obviously such an incredible story and an inspirational story. Brian, what has it been like for you as a caregiver to be by Lori's side? It must have been a pretty scary experience in those early years. You know, tell us a little bit about your experience as a cancer caregiver.
Yeah, yes, it is. It's quite a shock when you get that word cancer, because everybody goes down that road, the inevitable road, and they think of death. And things have happened so much in the last few years, especially with everybody coming together and the support that you get. To be able to look into somebody's eyes as a caregiver coming to me and saying, what's it like? The fear, you look and see their fear, and just to be able to tell them that there is help, there is support. And
yeah,
through this, it just makes such a difference. It brings us right back to the beginning, you know, when Lori and I go to places like that, we really go right back to where we were, and we actually get more out of it than what we give. Brought us closer together.
Well, no, that's great, Brian. I think one of the unique things about the cancer support community model is that we not only serve the patient, but we do serve the family. We serve the caregivers, because we know that cancer impacts not just the patient, but all of those folks around the patient. It really does impact the whole family. Lori, can you tell us a little bit about the kinds of things that you do at the cancer support community, how you participate, what services you receive there, and I know that you're giving back quite a bit there as well.
Yes, I do the desk on Monday mornings, and so I'm the person who answers the phone. And I do a newcomers meeting once a month, which is when people are new to the cancer support community, and I explain what we have, what we can offer. My experience with those meetings is I see people come hopeless and leave with hope, which is a wonderful give back for me. And I also participate in lots of the programs there, yoga, there's cooking series, writing, there's journaling, there's lots of things that even when you're not in treatment, that are made available for you to kind of tools for living a good lifestyle.
And Lori, we're coming up on our break here in just a minute, but you and Brian came out to break away from cancer. You helped us out there. You volunteered. You had a chance to talk to, a lot of folks, a lot of patients coming up to the Breakaway from Cancer tent looking for information and resources. What was that experience like for you?
Well, I got to tell you, I realize how lucky we are to be here, that we have one. In the Valley, in California, in the Valley, they don't have any cancer support community. The only access they have is online, and it made me very grateful for what we have, all the communities that have a cancer support community available to them. They did not have that in the Valley. It was hard. It was hard not saying, oh, just come on down. We've got this great meeting over here. And,
right.
You know, it was difficult. My hope is that we get more of these, these communities in California and throughout the United States.
Yeah. Well, Lori, we've got 54 of them now. We've got 100 satellites. We also have, I think since we were together, we've launched a national helpline. So even if folks don't have a center in their backyard, they can give us a call, and we'll make sure we get that number out to people. And we also have a great online community where folks can sign up for support groups and get counseling and get connected online at cancersupportcommunity.org. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're talking about Breakaway from Cancer and the Amgen Tour of California. We're going to take a quick break here, and we will be right back.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The Cancer Support Community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the Cancer Support Community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355 or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
Hi, I'm Nick Nicolaides, President and CEO of Morphotech, and we're delighted to be a sponsor of Cancer Support Community's Frankly Speaking About Cancer series. Morphotech and its parent company, Eisai, are committed to human healthcare, and we recognize that patients and their families are the most important participants in the healthcare process. We salute our global advocacy partners who are devoted to improving the lives of people touched by cancer every day.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. I'm Kim Tibaldo. Today I'm joined by Bob Azelby from Amgen, Kristen Pachochin from AEG, along with Lori Frank, cancer survivor, and her husband, Brian Frank. We're talking about Breakaway from Cancer, an initiative to increase awareness of the free resources available to all people affected by cancer. Kristen, I know we, had a chance to talk a little bit about the tour in our first segment. I think we have a lot of listeners today who maybe just are joining us now, or maybe who are new to the Amgen Tour of California, don't really get it, don't really understand it. So maybe just go back and give us a little bit of history. When the tour started, what it is? Is it something that they can participate in? Is it something that they can watch? Is it on TV? How can give our folks a little more background about what the Amgen Tour of California is and what's in store for 2013, so we can get folks plugged into this great event?
Great. Thanks, Kim. Yeah, for everybody listening, the Amgen Tour of California started in 2006. We are going into our eighth year now. It's an eight-day stage race, similar to the Tour de France. It is the largest race in America. The beauty about the Amgen Tour of California is that it is a free spectator event, so anybody can come out and watch the best cyclists in the world compete on American soil. And there's a lot to do as it relates to actually besides the professional cycling. There's a free lifestyle event at each of the finish cities where there'll be music and food and, you know, various interactive activities for the entire family. If you can't come out to the actual tour to one of the stops, we have a total of 12 host communities this year, but if you can't physically come out to the race, you can certainly watch it on television. We will be 2 hours live every day from 2 to 4 p.m. on NBC Sports Network. And then the final day, we will be live on NBC Sports from 10 to noon. And then if you can't watch it on TV, you can always go to our website and watch the race live on our tour tracker. And it's interesting because just looking at our past statistics, people have spent over 40 minutes on the tour tracker during the day, so it's a pretty impressive tool to say the least.
I'm sure there are a lot of employers around the country not happy to hear that statistic.
I know, and it keeps growing every year.
Kristen, I think one of the things that is so amazing and spectacular about the tour is the scenery. Obviously, California is a beautiful state, spectacular state. I know one of the things that's a little different about the tour this year is in the past it's gone from north to south. This year we're flipping the route, going from south to north. Can you maybe talk about, you know, two or three of the cities, of the highlights, what some of the kind of the natural beauty is that people might experience on the tour this year?
Absolutely. I mean, we look at the Amgen Tour of California as essentially an international postcard to promote the state of California. Every year, we look to not only make the route and the overall course more challenging, but introduce the tour to different cities and different communities within the state of California. And the great thing about the state of California, it is so large, so there's so many beautiful places to choose from. Very excited about this year. You know, again, it's probably the most competitive course to date. And I would say, and I might be a little bit biased, but I think that this is the most iconic course to date as well. So we're starting in San Diego this year, in actually Escondido, which was the finish in 2009 and arguably one of the most historic finishes, you know, in the history of, you know, the Amgen Tour of California, just the amount of crowds that lined the streets that day. We're going to be going to Palm Springs for the very first time, which is beautiful. We're going to be going to Avila Beach, Santa Barbara, and then, of course, finishing in Santa Rosa, which has been a host city partner for 7 out of the 8 years. So, again, just the overall scenery that the fans are going to be able to experience and just everybody worldwide, the international audience that we have. You know, the Amgen Tour of California is in over 210 countries and territories worldwide. So it's just not the people that we're touching here in the States, but we're touching people worldwide.
Yeah, I think it's terrific. And again, if folks want to see some of these details, the website is AmgenTourOfCalifornia.com. You can see the route. You can really look city by city, stage by stage. You can see the teams. You can see, as Kristen said, this is a world-class event and certainly the largest cycling professional cycling event in the U.S. So we want to encourage folks to take a look at that. But, Bob, I know we also want to make sure folks turn to that Breakaway from Cancer website. So, again, for some of our listeners just joining us, Bob, maybe you can just take a minute or two to talk about what Breakaway from Cancer is and how folks can find out more. But also, I know that through Breakaway from Cancer, we've got some special events throughout the whole week at the Amgen Tour of California. We've got survivor walks. We highlight local heroes, inspirational stories for folks, you know, who've really made a difference. So Bob, just a little bit of background maybe about Breakaway, but maybe also talk about some of these special events and why these are such important aspects of the Breakaway from Cancer campaign.
So starting off with Breakaway from Cancer and our partners, Basically, we've lined up and brought together four nonprofit organizations, starting with the Prevent Cancer Foundation, with a big focus on how do we stop this disease from progressing. Number two, then we go to your great group, the Cancer Support Community, which, you know, provides tremendous services to cancer patients and their caregivers that are battling through the diagnosis. We have the Patient Advocate Foundation, which helps people not only from a legislation perspective down in D.C., but financially, cancer can put a tremendous hardship on patients. And then finally, the National Coalition of Cancer Survivors, talking about living with cancer and beyond. And so we bring these four partners together from, you know, early diagnosis or prevention all the way through survivorship. And so we believe these four partners provide incredibly valuable resources to patients throughout wherever they are in their wherever they are throughout the disease. Go to the second question on, hey, what are the type of events we have? Two big events that I would like to highlight is, number one, at each stop we have a survivor walk, and basically what that is folks that are in the local community that are battling through cancer or their caregivers come out, and we have we walk for a mile. And so really what that message is sending is, hey, there is a bunch of folks in the community that are battling through this disease, and their caregivers are with them. So there's other folks that are in the crowd that may be keeping it to themselves or battling through it and not accessing resources that we think could really have a huge impact. And by showing the number of folks in the community that are out there saying, we're there for you, we hope to, you know, motivate people to reach out and come and access some of these resources. And additionally, at each event, we highlight a local hero. And so in many cases, they are cancer survivors that are giving back to the community. And when at Amgen, our mission is to serve patients, and we can't think of a better opportunity to recognize people that have not only gone through their own personal challenges, but then are giving back to society. And what we're hoping for is to recruit additional volunteers when they see these inspirational folks stepping up and really having a huge impact on patients.
Yeah, a great summary, Bob. And I think that, you know, we, you know, through our work with AEG, through our work with Amgen, there's such great opportunities to highlight Breakaway from Cancer throughout the entire week. As Kristen said, there's a Lifestyle Festival. There's a Breakaway from Cancer tent at every Lifestyle Festival at the end of every day, and we want folks to come by and visit that and get some information about these free resources. Lori, I understand that you had a chance to ride in one of the pace cars during the tour at one point. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what that was like for you?
Oh, boy. I got to tell you, it really shows the heart that Amgen has for the victims of cancer by including them in these pace cars and the hospitality tents, and then to see the riders up close. It was, I mean, in my whole lifetime, I've never had such an exciting time. I got to ride between Santa Rosa and Sacramento. I didn't know that much about racing, and the driver was telling me everything. And to see all the people lining on the streets, it was just an amazing, amazing experience. I felt so special. You know, to have my name announced as the honorable, you know, person in the car that was a cancer survivor, I just felt really, really special. It's kind of like it took the place of getting the diagnosis. You know, it's as special in a good way as the, having the diagnosis was in a bad way. It was truly, one of a life. I don't even have the words to say it. It was a time of my life. I really had a good time.
Hey, Bob, what do you think about that, Bob?
Oh, well, you know what? We love it. And so basically, they're really the stars of the program, just because what they've battled through and what they're doing with their advocacy and giving up their time to make a difference in other patients' lives, we stand, and it's only the right thing to honor these folks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Lori, it's your story is quite a story. It's such a story of of inspiration. And I mean, you're really, you know, you're beating all the odds. I mean, I think so many of the things that you talked about, that they're just, you know, there weren't any great treatment options available for you then. We've come a long way since that time. Companies like Amgen and others really investing billions of dollars in research and developing new therapies for cancer patients. We're making great strides in providing new therapies and better therapies and targeted therapies to patients. But I think another message that came through to me, Lori, that's so important is that the fact that you participated in a clinical trial. And I know one of the things that we do at the Cancer Support Community is try to raise awareness of clinical trials. I think that a lot of folks have some, you know, fears and concerns and maybe some misconceptions about trials. But I'll tell you something, the cancer treatment that you're on today or your family member's on today, that at some point in time, that treatment was in a clinical trial, and there were folks who were participating in that trial. And, you know, we want folks to know that they should be looking at trials potentially as a treatment option when they're diagnosed with cancer and exploring whether there might be a trial for them. Because you're, you know, in a trial, you're going to get the standard of care, but you may also be getting the standard of care plus this, you know, new therapy, which could be the next standard of care. So we've got so much more to talk about. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're talking about Breakaway from Cancer, the Amgen Tour of California. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Cancer Support Community is proud to be a partner of Magnolia Meals at Home, a new pilot program that aims to help patients by providing nourishing meals to households affected by breast cancer so loved ones can spend more quality time together. This program is currently available in and around two pilot cities, Andover, Massachusetts, and Woodcliff Lake, New Jersey. Participants will receive one delivery of meals every month for up to 6 months when enrolled in the program. Each delivery includes up to 7 meals designed to help meet the nutritional needs of people living with breast cancer and 10 meals for family members. This novel program is brought to you by the AZI Women's Oncology Program, Magnolia. Cancer Care, the Cancer Support Community, and Meals on Wheels Association of America. To find out if you or loved ones are eligible, visit online at www.magnoliameals@home.com or call 617-733-5848.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The Cancer Support Community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the Cancer Support Community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355 or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. I'm Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. Today I'm here with Bob Azelby from Amgen, Kristen Bechochen from AEG, and Lori and Brian, two people who have gotten involved with the Breakaway from Cancer initiative. Lori, I know that you and Brian volunteer at our Cancer Support Community in the San Francisco Bay Area, there in East Bay, in Walnut Creek. you know, tell me a little bit more. I want our listeners to know, you know, we've got 54 affiliates around the country, more than 100 satellite sites and locations. I want folks to know what they'll experience when they walk through the door of one of our cancer support communities, both as a patient, but also if you're somebody who's looking to volunteer and give back, what that experience can be like as well.
Well, I do the front desk, which means I'm the first person you'll see as you come through the door. And I'm just there to answer your questions. What I find is I go in conversation with people and I share what happened to me. And then they know they're not alone. They know somebody else knows how they're feeling. And I think that's the way we support the cancer support community is that our experience is mirrored in their experience, and they feel not alone. And they'll listen to us and say, oh, wow, well, what did you do, and how did this work for you? I think that the cancer support community offers so many things that my enthusiasm sometimes is overwhelming. I've been told often that I sign people up, and they don't know why they're there. They're just so excited. They just signed up because I got them so excited about it. So I think that the most important one thing that I found personally in my journey was the support groups.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful to be in a group, and I thought, oh, my goodness, they're not going to know how I feel. I have that 1% cancer. You know, they're not going to know. But the truth is we all go through this journey together, and even though our cancers have different names, we have the same experiences. We have our problems with doctors, our families, you know, how we feel about ourselves. And to be able to talk about those things, it kind of makes them go away. So that makes more room inside your daily life to experience other things. Because you've already talked about this and released it.
Yeah, Lori, you know, I think one of the most important things that you're saying is that idea that, you know, that we at the cancer support community serve people with all different kinds of cancers. And, you know, obviously there are certain cancers that have gotten, you know, attention, you know, obviously breast cancer, the pink ribbon, which is great. I think they opened up a lot of doors and raised a lot of, you know, a lot of awareness. But I imagine there are a lot of people in America who've never even heard of your, you know, your kind of cancer of multiple myeloma. And, that, you know, the fact that there was, you know, was a place for you to go with a cancer that's, you know, much more, you know, rare, much less common. But there was a place for you to go and connect with other people. As you say, that the cancer experience, you know, that which unites us is greater than that which divides us in terms of, you know, feeling isolated, feeling alone, feeling hopelessness. You know, is that your observation, Lori, that is a common experience regardless of the kind of cancer that you have?
No, I think it's absolutely. People feel that they're a victim, as they have no hope. And I think that we are given tools to so we can participate in our own wellness. And I think that's a huge thing for me. I wasn't just at the mercy of the doctor, so to speak, that there's things that I could do. And the wellness community showed me things I can do, what I can eat, exercise, what I can do, not what I can't do. That, to me, was a huge help, the tools that they gave me.
Right,
is
yeah,
that,
I mean,
is
we're
that
doing...
answering
yeah.
the question?
Yeah, because, I mean, I think, you know, we're doing support groups, but we're doing Ask the Doctor programs, lectures, we're doing nutrition, exercise, stress reduction, community events and activities. So, you know, there's so many ways, I think, to get connected in and connect with folks who are having the same experience. Brian, I want to turn to you for a minute about the caregiver experience. We all know that it's not just the people with cancer who need a support system, it's the caregivers and the family members as well. And I, you know, I certainly know out on the tour, and I, you know, I've had the pleasure of being out on all of the tours every year, been out there talking to patients. But we do have so many family members, loved ones, who come up and say, hey, you know, my sister, my mother, my brother, my cousin's been diagnosed with cancer. Can you guys, you know, can you guys help me out? They're having a hard time, Brian. So just talk a little bit about that caregiving experience and also the chance that you had to connect with other caregivers and family members on the tour.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You feel, as a caregiver, you feel totally helpless. Like, wow, I want to take this on. What can I do to relieve her of her pain? And So through the cancer support community, you Lori was saying, but you how to cope. And my biggest advice to people would be don't try to do it alone.
Yeah.
I would say suck it up and lower your expectation and let people into your house to wash your clothes or cook your meal for you, because it's just absolutely overwhelming. Being able to share that with people and talk to people and give them different ideas and avenues of what to do.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think that's so true, Brian, and sometimes folks don't know how to ask for help. They don't know where to, you know, where to turn for help, and there that we oftentimes find, you know, there's so many people around us who want to help, and it's certainly good to think as the both the patient and the caregiver, you know, gosh, what, you know, I've got these wonderful people around me. What are some ways that I can, you know, that I can take advantage of some of these generous offers to help? And so just to keep a running list of things, you know, hey, you know, could you go over to the pharmacy and pick up this this prescription for me? Could you, you know, take my son over to his soccer game on Thursday? You know, could you come by with a meal on this day? I mean, just to think about that, you know, folks around you, sometimes they don't know how to offer, they don't know how to ask, but they really are looking for ways to support you through your cancer journey. And you know, so you know, like you said, take advantage of that support system that you may have around you. Don't feel embarrassed to do that, because folks really you know, really do want to help. I want to turn to Kristen for a minute. Kristen, you have been an athlete. You've been involved in sports events, sports marketing. AEG, your company, is one of the largest sports entertainment and marketing companies you know, in the country. So you've seen all kinds of different events. But Kristen, talk to me for a minute about breakaway from cancer. You've obviously had the chance to observe this Breakaway from Cancer campaign and these activities as part of the tour for a number of years now. What does it mean to you guys at AEG? What does it mean to you guys who produce this race to see Breakaway from Cancer, to hear, you know, to hear stories from Lori and Brian and other volunteers that I know you've met and patients along the way? What does it mean to you guys producing this major sports event to have that component of the tour?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I have to say there's not an event that I have ever been involved with, or an event that I even know of, that even comes close to what we have built with the Amgen Tour of California in Amgen and the Breakaway from Cancer. Breakaway from Cancer takes this to a whole other level. It's a complete honor for us to be able to host events and celebrations for cancer patients and others in their lives who have been impacted. One of the, I would say, best parts of my job is meeting people, and the most inspiring people that I've met are people like Lori and Brian. Some of these amazing people are cancer survivors who inspire others suffering from cancer, and some are advocates and supporters who, without them, we may not have as many survivors to celebrate. I would say, personally, I'm continually amazed and humbled by these incredible people who are so important to our communities. You can just see throughout the course of, you know, going into our eighth year, just all of the support along the course and, you know, for the Breakaway Miles and all the various events around Breakaway from Cancer. The support is unbelievable, and you can't even measure it. We are just so proud to have a wonderful partner such as Amgen, you know, who continues to leverage the race platform throughout the race week and throughout the entire year.
You know, Bob, same question to you, but again, I've had the pleasure in being out on this for now, you know, this will be my eighth year out there, of meeting so many folks from Amgen, meeting the scientists, meeting the researchers, meeting, you know, your CEO, meeting folks who are out there in the field. I mean, it seems like this is a campaign and a program that kind of penetrates every level of the company. I mean, is there a real kind of company feeling around the importance of this campaign?
There absolutely is, Kim. As I mentioned earlier, the mission here at Amgen is to serve patients. And when we think about what our flagship program is to serve patients, it's clearly the Breakaway from Cancer, and then under the banner of the Amgen Tour of California. And so it permeates all the way through the organization. In fact, we're making big plans as a large part of our organization. We'll go to the different stages of the race coming up here in the next couple of weeks. And so you can feel the energy here in Thousand Oaks, California.
Fantastic. And Bob, I have such a great team out there, folks that we see consistently, obviously, year to year. I've got to give a special shout out to Catherine West. Catherine is the person at Amgen who works with the support groups through Breakaway and many other wonderful cancer groups that are out there. She also has been at the tour and involved from the beginning and was one of the people who really conceived this Breakaway from Cancer campaign. So, Bob, I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to Catherine.
Well, Kim, Catherine is the heart and soul of the Breakaway from Cancer program here, and you're absolutely correct. Without Catherine, we would not have had the success that we've had to date. I would like just to follow up a little bit on Kristen's comments about the impact that you have personally when you get to meet the folks at the at these events, if you don't mind me taking a minute there.
Yeah, so Bob, listen, we're going to jump to a quick break right here, and I want to get right back to that topic when we come back in, because I think folks do want to hear about that. So we're talking about Breakaway from Cancer. Don't go away. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Cancer Support Community is proud to be a partner of Magnolia Meals at Home, a new pilot program that aims to help patients by providing nourishing meals to households affected by breast cancer so loved ones can spend more quality time together. This program is currently available in and around two pilot cities, Andover, Massachusetts, and Woodcliff Lake, New Jersey. Participants will receive one delivery of meals every month for up to 6 months when enrolled in the program. Each delivery includes up to 7 meals designed to help meet the nutritional needs of people living with breast cancer and 10 meals for family members. This novel program is brought to you by the AZI Women's Oncology Program, Magnolia. Cancer Care, the Cancer Support Community, and Meals on Wheels Association of America. To find out if you or loved ones are eligible, visit online at www.magnoliameals@home.com or call 617-733-5848.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The Cancer Support Community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the Cancer Support Community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355 or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
Hi, I'm Nick Nicolaides, President and CEO of Morphotech, and we're delighted to be a sponsor of Cancer Support Community's Frankly Speaking About Cancer series. Morphotech and its parent company, AZI, are committed to human healthcare, and we recognize that patients and their families are the most important participants in the healthcare process. We salute our global advocacy partners who are devoted to improving the lives of people touched by cancer every day.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. I'm Kim Tibaldo. Today we're talking about Breakaway from Cancer with Amgen's Bob Azelby, AEG's Kristen Bechochen, and we also have Lori and Brian Frank from our cancer support community in the San Francisco Bay Area. Before we went to our break, we were really talking about the impact of meeting patients, survivors, volunteers who are out there on the Amgen Tour of California. They're out there walking in the Breakaway Mile. They're helping us to staff our information booth at the Breakaway from Cancer information tent. And Bob, I know sometimes, you know, I've been in the corporate world. I know sometimes we've got our heads down. We get very focused on the work at hand. It seems like this is such a great opportunity for folks to kind of really get out there to meet survivors, to meet volunteers, to hear these inspirational stories. You know, what does that mean to you, Bob, and to your colleagues at Amgen?
Well, I, Kim, I think you're raising a perfect point, because in the corporate world, we have different goals and metrics and things like that that we do from a business perspective. But these types of events where you go out and you actually meet the cancer survivors and all the volunteers, it just brings you back and grounds you on what's really important in life. And so the examples of courage and the examples of hospitality and charity is just overwhelming at these particular events. And from a personal perspective, you know, I got a question posed to me the other day when people say, you're inspired to do what? And I can only tell you, after last year's Tour of California and the Breakaway from Cancer programs there, I actually went out and got involved, as you know, at a local cancer support community to sit on their board, because, you know, even though I work for a large company who's giving back in a way, I could give back more personally. And I think that is a direct impact of the Breakaway from Cancer Foundation and just meeting the people on a day-to-day basis. It's unbelievable. We've made a lot of strides in cancer therapeutics, but we still have a long way to go. And I think, as Lori points out, it's incredibly important that no one takes on this battle alone.
That's absolutely right, Bob. And we're so grateful for your service there. It's great. We have such a good partnership with Amgen, but the fact that we have a cancer support community in your backyard for your employees, for those in that community who need those kinds of services, we're really proud that we've got a cancer support community right there. And it's through corporate folks, leaders from the community who are out serving on our local boards, both in your community and across the country. That's how we get our work done. You know, last year we as an organization gave away over $40 million in free services to patients and survivors. And those are free services to the patient and the end user, but certainly not free to us as an organization. Those are dollars that we are raising every day through corporations, through foundations, through special events like Breakaway from Cancer, through contributions from companies like Amgen. It is through the community support that and wonderful individuals that we're raising those dollars, and that we're able to provide every single service that we provide to patients and families for free. You know, there's enough of an economic burden on families today. There's enough that folks are dealing with, a lot of complicated aspects of dealing with healthcare in America today. And we just wanted to be able to provide something that was the highest quality and that was free to folks and really easy for them to access. And Lori and I were talking about earlier, we've got these beautiful centers in communities across America. We'd love to have one in every community. We don't. We're in 54 communities right now, but we've also got a wonderful helpline where folks can call us. I'm going to give that number out. It's 888-793-9355. That helpline is staffed by trained counselors who can help you with any issue that you're dealing with. If you'd like some on-the-spot counseling, give us a call. If you're looking for support resources in your community, if you want some help getting directed to some financial assistance, give us a call at 888-793-9355 to find out about those resources that we're offering. Or you can visit our website at cancersupportcommunity.org. And, on that website, there's a lot of great educational information. You can join the online community. But you can also do a zip code search to find out where you happen to have a center in your backyard. Kristen, I know you spend a lot of time in Chicago. We've got a center in Chicago. We've got a center down where Bob is, Southern California. We've got a center where Lori is in the East Bay. So, you know, wonderful services really, really all across the country. Lori, I just want to ask you, as we move to the end of our show here, I want to ask you, you know, what advice you might give someone if they're diagnosed with cancer today. We may have someone listening on the show today. They've just been diagnosed with cancer. Someone in their family has just with cancer. Lori, what advice would you give somebody diagnosed today?
The first thing that I would say is that we're not Hollywood. This isn't Hollywood, and that there are survivors, and you need to be around survivors.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's such an inspiration, Lori, and I think that the connection that happens patient to patient, survivor to survivor in these communities across the country is so inspirational. You know, we always say at the cancer support community, the patient is the expert. You know, those who are being impacted by this experience have the expertise and can certainly share with and lend, you know, lend to others through that experience. Kristen, as we wrap up again, just direct folks to the website where they can get some more information and then maybe a highlight or two that they can look for this year?
Absolutely. So, again, the Amgen Toward California will be taking place May 12th through the 19th. We will be starting in the South this year, the first time in the history of the tour, and finishing in the North. So starting in Escondido on May 12th, and then making our way to Palm Springs to touch on some of the highlights through Santa Clarita, Santa Barbara, Avila Beach, San Jose, which is the only host city partner in the history that's been a partner since day one. Livermore, Mount Diablo, which will be our queen stage this year. And then on the final day, we'll start in San Francisco, go over the Golden Gate Bridge for the second time, and finish in Santa Rosa. So we're very excited just not only about the overall competition this year and the riders that are coming, but just all of the beautiful parts of, you know, California that we're actually going to be going to. So for everybody, I mean, you know, it's a free spectator event, and if you can't be there live, please go to our website to look at our TV schedule, because you can watch it at NBC Sports Network daily, as well as watching it on the Tour Tracker, which is located on our website.
And, Bob, just as we close, where folks can find out more about the Breakaway campaign and the partners involved in that?
Sure, Kim. Very simple. Breakawayfromcancer.com will give you more information about our four great partners and the valuable resources they provide at no charge.
Terrific. Well, if you are going to be out in California, we'd love to see you at one of the eight stages of the Amgen Tour of California. As I said, I've had the pleasure of being out there every year from year one. And it is an incredibly inspirational event. It's incredible to see this cycling event in the U.S. I think, you know, we think about cycling events. We think about, obviously, the Tour de France and other events happening in Europe and other parts of the world. But to know, for folks to know that this incredible, exciting, top-tier professional cycling event is happening in the U.S., it's kind of amazing to me that the event is free. You don't need to buy tickets for it. You can come, line the race. The Lifestyle Festival is free. Folks can wander in at the end of every stage. We've got a wonderful Lifestyle Festival. You can come in and visit us at the Breakaway from Cancer tent. You can get information about all of the resources that these partners are providing for people with cancer at any stage of disease, all kinds of cancers. For more information about our organization, the cancer support community, and the many educational and support services that we provide, visit our website at cancersupportcommunity.org or give us a call at 888-793-9355. We have a whole host of free resources for people with all cancers at all stage of disease, and also for the family members and loved ones of people with cancer. Finally, I'd like to dedicate this show today to our friends Lori and Brian Frank. You're both truly an inspiration to us, and we are grateful for your inspiration, for your support, for your volunteer time, for volunteering at our cancer support community, for coming out to Breakaway. It's truly an honor to have you guys as friends of the cancer support community. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. I'm Kim Thibodeau. Until next time, be well, do well, live well.
Thank you for joining us for Frankly Speaking About Cancer with your host, Kim Thibodeau. We're here for you every Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. In the meantime, stay connected online at cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.